WrestleTalkRadio.com.
Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I'm a very cheap man and I enjoy the inexpensive things in life.
And Lindsay Ward. You're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
To Hell Tour has stopped in Boston for Monday Night Raw. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am, of course, Sir Rockin. That is Lindsay Ward.
What the hell did I just watch?
You watched Monday Night Raw. We had
there were proposals and
demons.
Demons and people getting kinky and
handcuffs
and Wyatts
and a boss. Can't forget about the boss
because
she was awesome.
Well, we'd be lying if we forgot about her.
We'll get to that. This show is brought to you by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. Monday Night Raw opened with Brock Lesnar, and he was out with Paul Heyman to talk about Hell in a Cell with The Undertaker. And, you know, Paul Heyman had to bring up the thing, right?
First 5 minutes of the show. Can we not? But, oh no, no, no. No, first 5 minutes. Hey, look, there's Taker's thing.
On display for everyone to see in a nice video package. Heyman went at one point, "Your match? My ass," regarding Hell in a Cell. Heyman said it's just like when Taker stepped in the ring with WrestleMania, and we saw the thing. And he then said Taker was not dead man enough to beat Lesnar, and we talked about SummerSlam, and then he said one man will ascend to the heavens as the story rivalry will end at Hell in a Cell, and he said Taker won't walk out of the cell. That's not a prediction. That Undertaker is a spoiler. Cue Brock Lesnar's smiling reaction, and then cue Big Show coming to the ring.
Why is Big Show coming to the ring?
I thought he was dead after Saturday. Really, honestly.
Well, apparently Suplex City is survivable, according to Bo Dallas, so, you know.
Yeah. Big Show came out, wanted to, brought up how he was this close to wiping the grin off of Lesnar's face, who was just leaned up against the ropes, which is awesome. Big Show offered to shake hands, Brock laughed it off, walked away. Show said it must be nice to be arrogant as Lesnar is. Show said he hopes Lesnar faces Big Show, Undertaker and loses again. Lesnar's to be interchanged. Lesnar suplex Big Show, F5. Bing, bam, boom. That's how this segment ended.
Basically, Brock had a mad. Brock snapped. Big Show died,
yeah. Yeah. It was scheduled to be Seth Rollins and Big Show taking on the Dudley Boys. Well, the match won't be called off, but Stephanie tells Seth Rollins, well, you're the man. Go figure out how to solve this problem of having no partner now that Big Show died.
Basically, yeah, Steph has had about all she's going to take from Seth tonight, and it's only the beginning of the night.
We had the return of King Barrett on the show.
Yay.
He was sitting at the commentary booth, distracted Neville, when he lost to Sheamus. It's like, oh, okay. That happened.
Yay.
Like, the Neville was on a Real House of Fire, said Cole, or something to that effect. It was like, the match went 10 seconds. What are you talking about?
Right?
Bro kick. I felt bad for Neville. I really did.
A little bit, yeah.
I really, really did. Paige took on Natalya. They had a really good match.
This got physical. They were beating each other up. It was awesome. But in the end, Natty proved herself victorious by making Paige tap out.
Yeah, I was surprised by that finish.
I was a little surprised too, but I'm happy that they gave Natty the win.
Oh yeah, Natty needed a win desperately.
Especially by submission, that was nice.
That was nice. It really was. The abdominal stretch during the match where she just shake Natty was impressive.
That was great.
We also had on this show Kevin Owens, Sin Cara. Kevin Owens wins, yay.
Kevin, do not taunt the Lucha Dragons. They will flippy stuff your butt. Keep it PG because it's not actually what I said during the match, but it's pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah. Pretty close. I wanted Kevin Owens versus Kalisto, but we got Sin Cara instead.
I think we're going to get Kalisto next. They're kind of building to that a little bit.
I hope so, because that would actually be a hell of a match.
That would be an amazing match.
So, earlier in the evening, we had Corporate Kane in the ring, and he said he was having a hard time getting around, and he said Seth Rollins got a little carried away last week, but he couldn't blame him since he has a demon from hell after him, and, well, he suggested he replace Rollins in the match, and then Rollins came out and said he's no Tom Brady, even though they both have deflated balls.
Oh, Seth.
Kane, he said Kane can't lie, cheat, and swindle his way into getting whatever he wants. Kane said his coffee mugs reads world's best director of operations. He said he takes it seriously and feels the best way he can do his job is to bring out the best in Rollins. Out came Stephanie McMahon, who brought up that it was Rollins who put out the anonymous email.
He's like, what? No, no, that wasn't me. And Steph's like, oh, shut up.
Stephanie got the cheap pop of mentioning Tom Brady and the Patriots winning a Super Bowl.
Not the only one to suck up to Boston teams or New England teams.
Or take shots at them.
Or take shots.
Stephanie booked Rollins and Kane for the title of Hell in a Cell. Stephanie also told Kane if he feels like he taped his ankle, that he could do it tonight and team up with Seth Rollins. He also said that if the Monster Kane doesn't beat Rollins for the title at Hell in a Cell, then Corporate Kane will be relieved of his duties as Director of Operations. So there's a twist.
Huh. There is a twist.
They can get out of it because she said monster. Just pointing that out.
You think?
No, but she just screwed up her line. But still, they could.
They could. You're right. They could.
Rollins and Corporate Kane took on the Dudley Boys. That's where handcuffs got involved because Rollins handcuffed Kane to the ring post.
Seth is a very lonely man. He needs someone to get kinky with since he sort of split with Dean and Roman.
And we all know they like to get kinky.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Thank you, Tumblr and fan fiction and everything else.
Thank you, fandom.
Thank you, fandom. That's the best way to put it. Kane got knocked off. The handcuffs broke, so he got taken to the back. The Dudley boys were getting a table. Rollins kicked the table into them. That caused the end of the match. No one won. Demon Kane then came out, was setting up for a chokeslam. Dudley's put Kane down with a 3D in retaliation for SmackDown. Rollins then got happy. He's like, oh, he's down. He's going to leave, right? That's the smart thing. He's going to do it. No, he sees the table, sets up the table, and well, he's talking smack. Kane sits up. Rollins goes through table.
Oh, Seth. Oh, Kane. Yeah, Dudley's got a small measure of payback on Kane.
A small, a little bit. And
not
Kane,
much.
And then Kane got his on Rollins.
Yep.
Again,
Seth, we keep telling you to run. Eventually you'll listen.
Eventually. We had footage from the Bellas arriving, and then Team Bad arrived, which was awesome. Then we had an interesting promo between the ladies. Sasha says how she puts the boss in Boston. Yes, she does.
She puts the boss in everything.
She said it was going to be home. Team Bella came out. Nikki was wearing the Yankee hat, so she was going against the Boston people.
What? I just want to clarify something. Nikki, and I'm not one to talk because I don't have a dog in this fight. Nikki, your team is in a must-win situation tomorrow night where you're in a wild card playoff spot. You haven't even clinched yet. You're playing for the wild card spot tomorrow with the Yankees, and one of your top players just went to rehab today. Good luck with that. And did I mention you're playing a really, 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 really supremely good team?
They're playing the Astros.
Yeah, who are a good team, who are hot right now.
It's the Astros.
Yes.
It's the, anyway, can't say
I that. Like to point out the Astros in the playoffs and the Phillies in the Braves.
Shut up. Don't even.
The Cubs are in the playoffs, dude.
Don't Don't remind me. Don't remind me. Anyway, so they took jabs at each other. She brought up Team Ratchet. Or she said Ranchet.
Yeah. I think she meant to say Rancid and she thought Ratchet. I don't know.
No, she meant to say Team Ratchet because that's what Sasha's known as.
Right.
But she said Ranchet instead. And then Sasha came back and corrected her by saying, you call us Team Ratchet. And then, well.
Why you always lying?
Bam.
Bless you, Sasha. Bless you so much.
New favorite soundbite right there. One more time.
Why you always lying?
It's going in all the show intros.
Or at least going to be played on all the shows.
At least once.
At least once. Team Bella took on Team Bad. Sasha made Alicia Fox tap out.
This was a good, good, good match. Sasha was fantastic.
We then had Summer Rae in the ring.
No, we need to set this up right. So, on the latest episode of WWE Hospital, Summer Rae and Ruru come to the ring to express their love. And go.
She had a video package for her Ruru. And then, Rusev said, you know, when this started, I didn't like you at all, but over the past couple of weeks, and no one else would rather have, would rather have no one else on his arm but her. She was hoping he would say that, and she had something to ask him, so she gets down on her knees. Not like that. Not like that.
Although I did ask that question.
She did ask that question. And then,
because she was preparing herself for something, and I was like, she gonna give him a BJ or what?
What? And then she goes, Ruru, will you marry me? And then he took his time, said, yeah, he'll marry her. And then, well, not yet.
Yes, Rusev needs physical proof of her love for him by gold around his waist.
He needs gold around his waist, and then she'll get gold around her finger. Hey, weddings do rating. They need ratings.
It's been a while since we've had one. I'm okay with this.
Uh-huh. One thing we didn't mention, because it was at the start of the show, or the first match on the show. I was going to give you time to talk about it. Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, Randy Orton versus Braun Strowman, Luke Harper, and Bray Wyatt. 6-man tag team action. Go.
Great physical match, which you would expect from these six at this point. They just beat the heck out of each other. It was the game of who can knock Strowman off his feet first. Dean and Roman, I believe, won that match, although there were several points in the match where Dean got manhandled by Strowman, including a spot of them going over the far wall and into the timekeeper's area. And then there were the Bray and Luke feels that were just like, oh my god. Because basically, Luke made the save for Bray. Bray sat on the ramp all concerned and watched as Luke got killed for him in his place.
In his place. And they made it all about Roman and Bray. I like that.
Well, you kind of have to because you're pushing to Hell in a Cell at this point. But yeah, you're continuing to build that story between Roman and Bray and build that intensity and get it to a point where it's, I really want to see these two go in the cell.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they're telling the story
that
they haven't really been able to tell up until this point.
This is true, very true. Though the Wyatt family took the loss in this one.
They did, yes. Luke took the pin after Strowman and Bray were both incapacitated. Bray sat on the ramp and watched as Luke was speared into the floor and victory over him was announced. I don't know. I don't have the right word. But basically, Strowman and Bray were nowhere to be found to help Luke.
Bray just watched from the ramp going, oh no, I'm going to be trapped in a cell, oh no.
My Luke! Because that's totally what he does. I ship it. Don't look at me like that. I'm weird. Anyway, what happened next? Carry on.
We then have the U.S. title open challenge in your main event. John Cena is out in the ring and he calls out the open challenge and it's Dolph Ziggler! Alright, it's going to be a good match.
Oh wait. No.
The New Day came out holding Ziggler.
No, they weren't holding Ziggler. They were dragging Ziggler.
Dragging Ziggler, yeah, that's supposed to be put. They were dragging him, and, you know, because last week Cena said that, you know, they need to be serious, and, well, how about us being serious now? Huh?
Right? As they, you know, drag Ziggler's carcass down to the ring and drop it halfway down.
All right, and, you know, they kept using the word big when talking about it. Big show, big event, big Raw, blah, 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 big ring. So Big E was the one to face John Cena. They had a pretty good match. John Cena picked up the victory after New Day gets tossed out of the ring. New Day then comes out and attacks John Cena until Dolph Ziggler comes out holding his neck, holding his ribs, and makes a save as he went right after the New Day. So you have Cena and Ziggler taking out the New Day, which you thought was going to happen, until Ziggler super kicked John Cena by mistake.
In the face.
Right in the face.
And that leaves him alone with the New Day, and well, the New Day takes advantage and takes out Ziggler.
Until the Dudley Boys make the save.
Oh my god, watching the Dudleys run is hilarious.
yeah, it was. That was an interesting way to do things, by having the Dudleys come out to make the save. They were going for the 3D, but then they got taken out again by the New Day.
Yeah, but in the end, the New Day tries to, you know, or I should say the Dudleys try to take out the New Day, and it seems like the Dudleys aren't successful.
As the New Day stands tall and plays their trombone to end Monday Night Raw.
Rather triumphantly.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
We close Monday Night Raw with Xavier Woods triumphantly playing his trombone.
Yeah, we did. That was an interesting Raw. That's to say the least, huh?
I like how they did it. I like how we're building to Hell in a Cell. It's a nice slow build. We've almost got the full card out, which is good. And we can do a nice slow-ish burn to the matches, which is what you want.
This Thursday, though, this will do it for the Raw post-show. This Thursday, though, is the Rack.
That's right. Tune in as we talk about news, notes, NXT TakeOver Respect. We'll let you know what happened on that show. We're going to probably be talking other stuff that's undecided right now, but definitely tune in for our review of NXT TakeOver Respect. You're not going to want to miss that. It's The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Lindsay's Guide to How to Survive Dragon Con is now available at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. Rack Extra Season 4, Episode 13 will be available on Wednesday. Saturday night, Midnight Dishes, CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. Go back and listen to last week's episode. We had the Canadian hockey insider, Tim Stein, talk about the NHL.
Ooh.
And it was his birthday, so check it out. Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio will be back, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hopefully. And we'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow the show on Twitter, or follow me on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Go.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard. Same as the Twitters.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. I'm right back here for a Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network, on WildTalkRadio.com. Let's go.